This is a cool episode. I really like it. It's called People of Dixon.
It's short interviews based on people that we've met around Dixon, which is a shopping centre in the ACT. It's also kind of a multicultural hub for Canberra historically. There's been some shops and family businesses there that have been there for a really long time. And it's a really special place, I think, for a lot of people.
Definitely a special place for me. I've lived in the inner north since I moved out of home. And even though I've moved and lived around Australia and overseas, in Dixon, there are definitely shop owners that I've known since I lived there in the 90s. So I was really, really excited to discover that, yes, a lot of the people and those shops were there since I moved into Downer back in 1994, I think it was.
This interview is with Sisuk, who is one of the two sisters of the Two Sisters Thai and Lao Cuisine in Dixon that's been there for 21 years now. She has an amazing story, and definitely if you're in Dixon, go and have a meal.
I'm Sisuk Lachapandit. We are in Dixon restaurant called Two Sisters Lao Thai Cuisine. We have two, me and my sisters. That's why we decide to call Two Sisters, and we are joining name. And we still now. But my sister, she moved to South Coast. And now she still have the two sisters in South Coast. We call Browry. I born in Laos, and I come to Australia as the refugee in 1987. I come and study here in, I think, start from year 10. From the first day one, I stay in Canberra. I just graduated school. After year 12, I went to Nadamanna College and go to TAFE. And after that, I thought of I don't have anything to do. One of the restaurants in Dixon want to sell. I just said, oh, okay, why not? Let's give it a try. I have this restaurant beginning of 1998. So this is about 22 years now. I think in Dixon area, I pretty like it. I very, very like Dixon area. It's just sort of like Asian culture and all the community, we've been support to each other. I have the skill from my mother. When I was in Laos, when I was young, I used to help my mom of her cooking and things like that. So I want to develop my mom's skill to Australia, and I start to enjoy my mom's cooking, and it's been pretty good. I think the first thing is from my heart, which is what we love. So we are from Laos. I am from Laos. Me and my sisters are from Laos. I do everything by myself, and I just love it. You do something with your love, so that's why it makes the business so successful. And every time the customer come and you still, they enjoy with my cooking and they support. I feel special. I do have the very, very regular customer from day one, which is day one open until, you know, they are teenager when they come, they first come. And now it's still, they still coming now and they have their own kid. and make me very happy. And even they moving out to interstate or whatever, or move to England, America, when they come back, they still come and see me. Wow, that's still Two Sisters here. I'm pleased to come back and enjoy my food. They said the taste never change. And yeah, and that's why I have my energy to give up a good work, you know, to make things special again. I still have energy of working hard. And when I first opened this restaurant, I just born my son, and now he's 22 years old. So now he is the manager here, and he helped me with everything, taking care of my customer and generation to generation. So just hope that one day you come back again and the two sisters will still here. I just hope for it too. And I teach my kid every day to get the skill for me to continue. I love to see two sisters still successful in the business.
Here's an interview with Stacey, who works at the My Rainbow Dreams Cafe, which is a place that we both love to go. It's a vegetarian cafe, but it's owned and operated by a meditation group. Check it out.
My name's Stacey Marsh, and I work for a business in Dixon called My Rainbow Dreams Cafe, which is a little vegetarian cafe. It's been running for about 12 years now. We're part of a meditation group, the Sri Chinmoy Meditation Group, so there's a lot of different food businesses around the world. So the Sri Chinmoy Centre was mainly a meditation centre. It was founded, I think, in the 60s by the meditation teacher Sri Chinmoy. He passed away in 2007, but we've continued our meditation practice from that. So no one's taken over his role, but we all just continue meditating. And also through our Sri Chinmoy Meditation Centre, we offer many different things. So that would be like our food business down here. We also put on a lot of races. So we have the Sri Chinmoy Marathon team. So, you know, we do races in Canberra, and then also there's races all around the world. You know, the different centres around the world do that. We also have like our Sri Chinmoy Oneness Home Peace Run. It's a global torch relay that usually travels around the world, but not at the moment. So it travels around the world, and we have a peace torch, an Olympic-style torch, and we run through all the different countries. And we go to a lot of the schools and talk to the children about peace and just letting them know that if they feel peace in their heart, and, you know, they have good feelings in their heart, then they'll make a difference to the world. Teaching them that, you know, if you smile and you're kind, then you will make a difference just through your own thoughts and actions. We also have like a humanitarian aid branch, so the Oneness Heart Tears and Smiles. So there's like, it's more than just a meditation group. We base with meditation, but, you know, there's that understanding that everyone is very unique and very different, and allowing everyone to express their meditation and their love of humanity through many different fields. So there's a lot of different food businesses around the world. And this one started to offer, I guess, more than just food. We all meditate before we work, anyone who's part of our meditation group. Not everyone that works there is, but anyone who is, we all meditate, and we try and put more than just making food into it, into serving customers. So we try and see each person that comes in as like a family member or a friend, you know, someone we're very happy and, you know, grateful to see, and offering what we do through our meditation and the food. I moved to Canberra in 2013, so we've been based mostly in Dixon since then. My understanding is that it's kind of all been in the inner north, maybe in Hackett and down in O'Connor. So the Sri Chinmoy Meditation Centre's been in Canberra for, at a guess, close to 40 years. People get inspired about meditation, so they've heard about it from someone, and they would have heard about Sri Chinmoy and the Sri Chinmoy Meditation Group from someone, or there could have been a meditation class, and then they've decided to build a meditation centre from that. So I think that's how they all organically grew around the world. Before I moved to Canberra, I lived in New Zealand, and I was part of the meditation group in New Zealand. And I just worked in our food business there in Auckland, so I spent a lot of time there. Before that, I lived in America and then just studied hospitality, so I kind of studied the right field to be able to work in the cafe. I think one thing that makes it so good is our customers. They're all really beautiful customers. When My Rainbow Dreams opened in 2008, it was half the size. So there was a health food store on the other side. So it was very small to start with. And then 2012, we expanded and doubled our size, which was kind of really scary because it also doubled your costs. None of us are couples or family, but you would see something similar, I guess, because we all meditate. I don't know, if you look at people who come to our meditation classes, you can see a difference within a week of them practicing each day. You can see a difference in their face. I don't know what it is, but there's just like something slightly different. So you're probably seeing that family look as just people from our meditation group. And we're all from different countries. And yeah, there's a lady I work with who also meditates. And the delivery guys asked if we've been sisters or twins. And she's like smaller and thinner and a few years older. I always find it really fun when they get us mixed up, because to me we look completely different and we're from different countries. There's no one person who's the manager. So if we want to make changes, we talk amongst ourselves, you know, the people who've been working there the longest, and we'd make a decision from that. So we all collectively make decisions. Sometimes if it's not a big one way or the other, we'll just be like, they're inspired and happy to do that, so we'll just support them. It's a really lovely place to work. I mean, you know, we all have our difficulties and we all have good days and bad days, but it's really, for me, I find it a really nice, caring place to work.
Here's an interview with Jackie. Jackie is a hairdresser at Solutions, which is a hairdressing salon that has been in Dixon since the 90s. Check it out.
Well, my name's Jacqueline Phillip and I've been hairdressing since December 1965. We're outside Solutions at Dixon and it's been here since early 90s. I can't give you the exact date, but it's been here since the early 90s. Once upon a time it was a sports store. The person that started it actually had about four salons around the Canberra area when he started. They just all gradually got sold off to different people, and this is the only one that kept the name Solutions. Well, I did my four-year apprenticeship, went to Darwin for 6 months, came back home to Canberra and there was no hairdressing jobs available. So I worked in a store for 6 months, went back to hairdressing and was so glad to get back to it. I'm not cut out to be a shop assistant. Because in those days, there was very few salons in Canberra, because I'm talking 1970. Just happened that a friend saw me and said, oh, my parents are looking for somebody to work. And that's how I got back into it after the 6 months. I'd owned my own salon for 12 years before I came here. I gave it up because I wasn't well. I figured I'd cut down and let somebody else have all the headaches. Not every hairdressing salon does make a go of it. Sort of in an area like this, there's such a wide range of customers. And if you can cover all bases, you know, you survive. We stayed open the whole time through the COVID closures. I mean, I've got one client that comes in every week and she rang me up and said, look, I won't be coming in, my family are worried, you know, they want me to stay home. After about 3 or 4 weeks, she rang me up and said, oh, I really need a haircut, can I come in? You know, it's those ones that come every week that are your bread and butter. Look at all those footballers with their mullets. The mullets were in the 70s. It's just done a little bit differently because they have the shave sides, which people didn't do back then, but they're just recycled over the decades with the feel for, you know, it's like having hair up. Once upon a time, every hair was perfectly in place. Now, up styles are that little bit more messy, more casual, laid back, you know. So, but it's just a cycle. It's like clothes. It's a cycle that repeats itself. I grew up in Downer, two streets away. When I was a kid growing up, this was a paddock. I've watched all the shops go up. That chemist was a supermarket, the first supermarket, before Woolworths. The St George Bank was a butcher shop. What is now a nail salon was a restaurant. So, and as I said, this was a sports store. There was a Suzanne's here. There was an arcade when I was a kid. had a hairdressing salon, a barber shop and a shoe shop, and that's something a lot of people miss, is the shoe shop. I used to stand at our kitchen window and look right across here to the houses and the last row of houses in Dixon, because there was no Darra Marlin, there was no shops. So, you know, I've seen a lot of changes.
This is a lovely lady who has been working in Dixon for many, many years, and she has a fascinating story to tell us.
Oh, I came from a little country town. I spent a lot of time with the nuns, actually. We used to go up into the bush on picnics during school holidays and such, and it was quite funny. It was back in the time when they couldn't eat with you, so they'd go and in a little circle, and we got our little circle too and sat around. But I hated going up through the bush. I was petrified of a snake and of a spider or whatever, but I had to go. And that was lovely. I think I've got lots of lovely memories of growing up in the country. I started my singing when I was about 13, by myself, that is. And I had a life of song, which has been lovely. And thankfully, I did have that, because music is the greatest therapy. And so I was really blessed having that in my life. That particular concert where I sang, I was 14. My husband, that was in the future, he was sitting with his mother, Auntie, and his best friend, and he gave this friend of his a nudge, and he said, "That's the girl I'm going to marry." And he said, "Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah." I can even remember the song that I sang. It was The Last Rose of Summer. Anyway, I didn't know anything about this until the day that I did marry him. And that gentleman was the best man at the wedding, and he told the story, which didn't impress me, I might add. I came to Canberra because of sickness in the family, and in a very short time they'd all departed, but there was no point in me going back because I didn't have my house and I didn't have my job. So I stayed here. I like Canberra, and Canberra's a city with a country atmosphere, which I like too. There seems to be a lot more people, and of course the building, it's everywhere and it's still going on, and I think there'll be a lot more changes here as well. But the people in Dixon are lovely. I like coming out here. I ran into a lady the other day that said to me, "Oh, you're still in Dixon?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "Are you 91 yet?" And I said, "No, but I'm close." And she said, "I am." And I said, "Oh, don't give me that. Where I live, I don't see or hear anybody. And coming to Dixon, at least I see familiar faces and a hello, which is lovely. I haven't actually got a favourite, but the three I go to I love. Alara and our Dixon Noodle House and Trev's. They're lovely places. Mm-hmm. It's the people. There's no other reason. They are what makes a town, isn't it? Yes, so definitely the people.
Thanks for listening. Follow Signal Creative on Facebook, Instagram, and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast.